Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com.
Hello, everyone. Meredith and I are often asked, do people lie to you a lot? The answer is yes, they do.
All the time. They lie to us. They tell us something else is happening. They omit the truth. They spin. They twist. They try to cover things up. They try to put things in a positive light. I mean, we've heard just about every yarn you can imagine.
The whole question comes down to, why are people lying?
And you've really got to, that's one of the reasons we talk so much about why people lie and the kinds of spin or manipulation you might run into, because we've never run into a crisis that doesn't include dishonesty. And you've got to understand the foundation of that before you can fix anything. Usually, we've discovered people don't really lie for malicious reasons.
Most people lie because they're afraid.
They're afraid of something. They want to protect someone, or they're worried that other people won't understand and they'll lose something important, like their job or their livelihood. Or it's just a gut instinct to protect themselves. They haven't really thought about the situation, so their instinct kicks in, and we're all wired for self-protection. That's a primal instinct that everyone has. So something just pops out before they can think about it. But it's very rarely malicious.
So usually what we have to do is we have to find out the reasons why they're lying, after you identify that they're lying.
So, and we walk in from the assumption that we're not getting the truth the first time. We have to ask questions to verify and dig through to find out what the truth really is. And that's a misconception about crisis managers. A lot of folks think that we come in and we help them tell lies. We help them cover up the truth. But we are firmly against that, because we believe that the truth is necessary to solve a crisis.
Truth is the foundation for all correct responses. If you don't know the truth, you don't know how to respond.
You can't fix the problem. So actually, most of our work as crisis managers is eliminating fear, because it's been our experience that fear causes more crises than any mistake ever has. Like Frank was talking earlier about Watergate. It wasn't
the initial break-in. Yeah. It was the cover-up. Mm-hmm. And the problem that you have is that once you have a lie, you have to lie more and more and more to support the original lie. And that is how people end up getting in trouble. For example, Martha Stewart, mm-hmm. when she had the charge of insider trading. They never got her on insider trading. What they got her on was the lies about what she had done afterwards.
And those are pretty big case examples. But if you go back and listen to our podcast episode 3, Frank talks about a case where a problem really couldn't be solved without knowing the truth. You can go back and listen to it. It's about a tugboat where the crew made a mistake and destroyed the engine. And then the folks at the harbor lied about what the problem was. Then they took steps to actually circumvent the tests. They changed the oil to make it look like there wasn't a problem. So they avoided immediate consequences. But because Frank couldn't find the problem and fix the engine, a couple years later, the boat went down and 2 men died. You can't solve the real problem until you know the truth.
And often the crisis that you're faced with isn't the real crisis. It's just a symptom, and it's usually a symptom of fear and dishonesty.
So we walk in and we deal with the immediate crisis. We try to get to the truth about the immediate crisis. And then we also work to help the entire organization or the people involved understand the truth so they can start making better decisions and they can start fixing the problems and prevent them from getting worse. Because you can walk in and you can avoid an immediate consequence by spinning or twisting the facts, but the same problem's going to be there. If you've just been sucker punched with a crisis because someone wasn't telling you the truth, surviving the crisis isn't going to solve the fundamental problem that people are scared to be honest. And that's a lot of why we advocate using quality tools and quality management, because one of the tenets of quality management is to drive out fear and break down barriers. And that's necessary to prevent crises from happening.
Really, what it comes down to is fear causes more crises than mistakes ever do.
Mistakes can be fixed. Lies have to be broken through. Lies have to be uncovered. And remember, so when you're dealing with a crisis, accept that the first message you get isn't going to be the right one. You're going to need to push to get all of the facts. And if someone's lied to you, be aware that they most likely didn't lie because they were malicious and trying to hurt you. They probably lied out of fear. And if they're scared, then you need to focus on that. You need to figure out how to break down that barrier, break down that fear, and build trust. And we'll talk more about that in later podcasts. You can also visit our website, where we have lots of articles on how to break down fear in your organization. It's doable. I just want to make sure everyone understands that it is doable. You can build trust. When a crisis hits, you can be honest and get to the truth and share the truth and still come out on top. Thank you for listening.
You can do it.
Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 space solutions and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2013 by Hutchison Solutions LLC. All rights reserved. But no, seriously, folks. No part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you. Just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.